brethren, it's so good to have you all here with us. We've been looking forward to this time for quite a few months now. It's every year we just rejoice in having these fellowship periods and studies together, and it's always been a grand, rewarding experience to have the Lord's blessing upon each of us as we consider the topics before us. We're going to ask Brother Lou to ask a blessing upon the convention and upon the welcome address. And so, Brother Lou, will you come forward now? Thank you.
Our gracious, all-wise Heavenly Father, we do humbly come to the throne of thy grace in the precious name of thy dear Son, Jesus. This morning, we do thank thee for the nice rest we've had and this day set before us. We do ask thy blessing upon this convention. Bless those who serve, that may bring forth blessings to those assembled here and bring a blessing to thee. We do ask thy special blessing on Brother Steve here as he welcomes us to this convention. And we do pray thy blessing upon each and every heart here bowed to thee, that we may bring forth blessings to one another and edify one another in this most precious truth that we have. We do pray thy blessing upon all thy dear children the world over. We continue to pray for thy kingdom, for the blessing of all the families of the earth, that we may be enriched thereby and bring blessings to thee and to all the world and mankind. We do pray now and ask these things in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. Now we'll ask Brother Steve to give his welcome address. Bless you.
Good morning, brethren. It is my pleasure to bring you greetings and a warm welcome from the Puget Sound Ecclesia. We do want to thank you for coming, and we especially want to thank the speakers for their long hours of preparation on our behalf. The Puget Sound brethren are confident that these dear servants of God will firmly uphold the present truth that we all hold so dear. We also strongly believe that they will uphold the principles of God both in conduct and presentation. It is with much anticipation that we look forward to the beauties of truth and character that they will share with us this day. It is our prayer that each of you might go away from here more strengthened and more determined than ever to fulfill your consecration vows unto the Lord. Well, the class took three Sunday meetings to go over Brother Robert's questions for the study today. The brethren came up with over 50 aspects of our present inheritance. The blessing is not so much in the number of these things, but how they may be used to assist us in the narrow way. We are especially looking forward to your input. It would be wonderful to hear how each of these things has touched your lives. The book of Hebrews tells us that the types concerning the priest illustrate a greater priesthood of which we are a part. Do you remember what the priest received as an inheritance? This is what especially touched me. Numbers 18:20. And the Lord, that is Jehovah, spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance. Over and over again, this promise is repeated. Deuteronomy 18:1-2. The priests and the Levites and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. The Lord is their inheritance. Consider how far-reaching this thought is. Jehovah is our inheritance. Let's lightly touch on it here. If faithful, we will be made like him. We will even be given his nature. 2 Peter 2, 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. But it's far more than this. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath in preparation for them that love him. All these promises of the future are precious. But there's even more. 1 Peter 1:4 beautifully speaks of this future inheritance. And then 1 Peter 1:5 goes on to say that we are now kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. If rightly exercised, Jehovah is our inheritance even now. We are kept by the mighty power of God. It is the creator of the universe with whom we have to do. How much do you appreciate this privilege? How much do you love God? If you love him supremely, you will prove it by how much you treasure and therefore daily apply his truth and his principles. Under pressure, are you willing to compromise these? In the ages to come, there will never again be such stiff opposition, and there will never again be the opportunity that is set before you now. Philippians 2, verse 13. It is God that worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. We may not be perfect in carrying out these things, but it is God's good pleasure to see the strength of our determination to do his will at any cost. In so doing, you will be proving your love of righteousness, your love of truth, and most of all, your absolute love and loyalty to him. This certainly is one of the greatest joys set before us. If rightly exercised in these experiences, the Heavenly Father will be developing in you the heights and depths of his principled love, agape love. In this regard, Ephesians 3:20 says that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that ye ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's not forget all the wonderful privileges set before us. As a typical priest had access to the tabernacle, we have access to the true tabernacle, not made with hands. Ephesians 2:6-7. God hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and of his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. We now find ourselves as new creatures in the holy, in the first of the heavenlies or holies. We have the blessed privilege of being enlightened by the golden candlestick, God's Word. This is how we receive the spiritual things, the deep things of God. We also are refreshed and strengthened daily with the truth as represented in the showbread, lawful for only the priest to eat. Thus enlightened and strengthened collectively, our daily efforts through Christ are accepted as a sweet perfume unto God. Most certainly, the proof of our love and our devotion to God will come from our use or abuse of our present inheritance. With your helpful participation today, we will learn much more about the many aspects of our inheritance. Therefore, we'll be the better enabled to more fully treasure and faithfully use each of these blessings in the days and months ahead. Once again, we welcome you and look forward to sharing the weekend together with you.